98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Well, I'll tell you something else we can go and see live, although I don't know how excited we'll be about it. Forbidden Fruit's been announced.
Oh, yeah.
But this is the first year that I've looked at the lineup and gone, who? I've turned into one of those Facebook people going, who?
Who?
So, okay, there are a couple of names. Kate Renata, Joy Crooks, and Sally C.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that now, personally, there are many acts that I can't even pronounce. There's, yeah, I don't know. And I'm looking at the Forbidden Fruit lineup being like, is this the first year that I need to cross the river and go to Bloom, which is on the same weekend?
Oh, I know. It's always on the same weekend.
Has it finally happened?
I feel like I'm at that stage. I'd like to do a bit of both. I still think, do you know what? As a festival, Forbidden Fruit's just so brilliant. Oh, you could go and just have a bit of a bop.
Yeah.
Catch up with your friends. The weather's normally really fab. And yeah, just get us outside in the sunshine. It totally is.
And then you get the Lewis back in and everyone's singing.
Yeah.
It's great.
And you don't need to camp.
No.
You can just go home to your labba.
Yeah, so hopefully they're going to announce a few more people who maybe I will know.
Ah, yeah, a bit of crack. But sure, listen, we'll go for a nose. It's on the June Bank holiday weekend, isn't it?
It is.
And tickets going on sale Friday the 13th at 9 a.m. Pre-sale tomorrow, Thursday the 12th.
Very good.
Gosh, it's going to be Friday the 13th and Valentine's Day in 1 week.
Oh, wow, that's a lot going on.
And then it's Pancake Tuesday a few days after that.
Yeah,
so I'll go, guys. Something else very exciting that I saw this morning. Claudia Winkleman is joining the presenting team for Crufts.
A match made in heaven.
So she's going to be one of the hosts of Crufts alongside Celeb Traitors contestant Claire Balding. It's a 4-day show returning on the 5th of March. Claudia says, I absolutely love dogs and there's literally nowhere else on earth I'd rather be. I can't wait to show this incredible team and join this incredible team, I should say. And she says she's so grateful.
Yeah, it's
a pocket ram.
Crufts is adorable. I kind of always forget that it's on until I see somebody else post about it online, and then I'm like, oh, I need to watch this.
Yeah, there's so many cute little dogs.
Yeah, I remember one from a few years ago. I'm pretty sure his name was Winky, and Winky was just loving the crowd. So he was supposed to do his little, you know, his assault course or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
But he got to the top of like a little platform, and he just turned around and he looked because everyone just kept applauding him, and he just turned around. And he kind of held for applause.
Yeah.
And then just carried on and finished the whole
pause
set.
Pause for applause. Did he do a wink?
I don't know if Winky winked. And maybe Winky's name wasn't Winky, but I think that's what his name was. But he was adorable. Crufts is so good. And Claudia's amazing. So
that's absolutely adorable.
Such a good fit.
I'm so looking forward to it. I feel like Claudia is just going to bring extra memification.
Yeah, 100%. Come here now. I know obviously it's been raining non-stop for weeks on end. Met Aaron have confirmed a cold snap now for the next few days.
Oh, really?
Set to fall to -3 in parts of the country.
It hasn't been cold.
No.
Yeah.
No. Some wintry showers, an Arctic blast, cold and crisp conditions due Thursday and Friday, -2, -3 forecast. And then good old Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather.
Yeah.
He says Friday and Saturday will be crisp and cool. Some icy surfaces are likely.
Okay, and in terms of today, some rain expected later on this afternoon, but tomorrow is looking like a proper washout.
Okay, so get the welly boots on.
A few more days for the Ducks.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
First up, we have a message in from Victoria who says, please, I would love to wish my sister Eggy, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, a very happy birthday today. She is a brilliant mum of four, happy, beautiful young ladies, and she turns only 39 today.
Happy birthday, Eggy.
Happy birthday. Have a fabulous day. That's a gorgeous little win this morning. Jacob in Crumlin's also been on and says, my little win is I went bowling with some of my work pals this week.
Our bowling's underrated. It's great, isn't
it? I need to go to the fancy bowling alley.
Yeah, well, Lane 7.
Yeah.
I haven't been yet either. Yeah. Yeah, would love to do it. Chris is in Fairview.
Good morning, guys. Love the show. My little win is finally moved into the new house over the weekend that we bought. No more paying rent. Woo!
Woo!
And if you can stick a new couch in a goodie bag, I'd be so grateful. Thanks for the show.
We'll see if it'll fit,
Chris. Thank you so much for listening and a huge congratulations
Massive
to you. That is
congrats.
Such a huge achievement.
It really, really is. Richie's in Bray.
Good morning, lads. My little win today is I've finished work today for a week and a half.
Ooh, lovely.
I'm buzzing.
Go on, Richie. No details about where Richie's off to. I see man of mystery.
Keep us on our toes, Richie. Good for you. Enjoy the break wherever you're going.
Whatever you're up to, Richie. Here's Martina.
My little win is that it's my birthday today and I'm feeling very grateful for everything that I have. my children, my family, my husband, my best friend. And I'm right now on my way to work and I'm going to have a great day. Bye.
Martina, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And sure, isn't it great to be grateful? Here's Imelda.
My little win is that I'm in work already and my official reporting time is 9 o'clock. Thank you.
Now, Imelda, I hope you kick back and just listen to Not Yet FM for a while.
A bit of time to yourself, a cup of tea, nice breakfast, some life admin. Don't be doing any extra work.
Absolutely. You've been told. And here's Sue.
Hey, my little win is it's not yesterday. It's not yesterday. It's today. It's a new day. If you had a competition for the worst day ever, I would have won that hands down yesterday. The amount, the calamity of things that happened was just insane. Insane. It's a new day.
Oh, Sue, sorry to hear you had an awful day yesterday, but it is a new day. And we're going to cheer you up. Today will be better. And keep Not Yet FM on. We'll cheer you up. Thank you for sharing all of your little wins. Sue, Imelda, Martina, Richie and Chris. We're going to send you each a 90 FM pop socket and a water bottle as well.
Few bits for you.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now it is the 11th of February and obviously in a few days' time there is a little celebration called Valentine's Day. There'll be a lot of talk about it on the radio and in the papers over the next few days. And obviously there are a lot of people who are single at the moment.
Ready to mingle.
And maybe you're like, oh lads, this whole Valentine's Day thing is it's really annoying because I'd love to meet somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one supermarket is doing something very unusual to try and help people.
A supermarket.
To try and help people find a lover. Asda, which is in the north and in the UK.
I actually don't know if I've ever been in an Asda.
Remember they used to have the ads in the 90s where you slap your bum?
Yeah, remember, was it Kerry Katona or is that Iceland?
I think that might have been Iceland.
Yes.
She might have done both at some stage.
Anyway, what are Asda doing?
Asda are introducing special red shopping baskets this week.
Oh.
Which you can choose to pick up to signify to other customers shopping that you're ready to mingle.
Okay, so if you pick up a red shopping basket, that means that you are looking to meet someone new. You're open to a potential new lover or partner.
So normally their shopping baskets are green. So if you're not interested in meeting somebody, you know, in the freezer aisle, you just go with a green shopping basket, but they're giving you the option to pick up a red one. So they say they surveyed thousands of adults and found 64% say they fancy somebody who they bump into regularly at their local supermarket.
Oh, it's like a meet cute in a movie. You both reach for the same can of tuna at the same time.
Oh, wow. How romantic. So they say almost 9 in 10 would say they prefer to meet somebody in real life as opposed to on an app.
Yeah,
and,
I get that.
And then nearly 80% say the supermarket is a good place to meet someone.
I mean, I suppose we all spend so much time there. The only thing I would say about this is this slightly confusing? Do you remember back in the day in college if you went to a traffic light bulb?
Yes.
Red would mean that you were you were in a relationship or not looking for someone.
Yeah.
Amber means you're kind of open to it, but like, you know, proceed with caution.
Yeah.
And then green was, you know, I am available, whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas this is the opposite way around. I understand in terms of for them, if they have the green things already, then the red is.
I think they should do this in gyms because, you know, when you go to the gym and you're single, you because you kind of have the same routine. You go at the same time and other people tend to go at the same time. I had loads of gym husbands over the years who knew nothing about me, but I would see them.
Were you in hypothetical relationships with them?
Absolutely. With the man doing a very heavy squat.
Oh, well, I'd love to know now, has anyone actually met their partner in a supermarket?
Or in a gym?
Yeah.
I think a gym could be a really good place. They need to bring something in where you can show that you're ready to mingle in the gym.
Would it be your water bottle, maybe?
Maybe, they'd have to give you something on the way in.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Incredible prizes.
A lot of glamour.
And AI presenters.
98 FM.
Welcome to Wednesday's edition of Matchy Matchy, the most glamorous game on the radio, where just three words stand between you and incredible prizes. If you've never heard it before, we give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answer is matched with either mine or Brendan's, you'll win all of these.
Roll up for these prizes.
Will a €200 grocery voucher,
a motor racing voucher,
a cheese board and candle,
a Dyson Airwrap,
oh,
a soup maker,
a pair of trader's cloaks,
an Asage gun,
a morning with alpacas,
a meal for two at a top Dublin restaurant,
and a manicure or a pedicure?
Why not both?
With this many petty treatment.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, those two.
Thank you, AI, Rebecca and Brendan, for doing a marvellous job every morning. Good morning to Sharon in Ballymun. You're on 98FM. Sharon, how are you?
Good morning, lads. How are you?
Sharon, we're great. You're in the middle of baking something. What's going on?
I am. I'm doing a birthday cake for somebody, so yeah. The little hobby I took up years ago, so yeah, I just do it for friends and family now.
Fair play, Sharon. So lovely.
Are you good at baking cakes? What's the reaction?
I think so. Yeah, a lot of people asking me. Like, I'm actually doing a wedding cake now for April as well.
Oh,
so.
Sharon, that's you must be big brilliant. Business. Good for you.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Fair play to you, Sharon.
Thank you.
We believe you're manifesting a win in Matchy Matchy this morning.
I am. I'm winning. Since yesterday, I've been saying it all night. I'm looking forward to winning all these prizes.
Oh, Sharon.
love that attitude.
So we'll see if the manifestation works.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to find out. Who would you like to play with this morning?
Yourself.
Rebecca.
Am I going to the
You
booth?
Are off to the soundproof booth. Here we go.
No pressure, lads.
No pressure at all, Reb. Sharon's decided you're winning today.
That's it,
Sharon. What kind of cake are you making?
It's a chocolate sponge 50th birthday cake.
Oh, delicious. Delicious.
Yeah.
Right. Let's get a win in the bag. Your all first right, word, Sharon, is green.
Green?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Huh? Bin.
Sharon, who's in the background?
Jaden, young fella Jaden.
Okay, green bin.
Yeah.
Your second word is mountain.
Mountain. Jeez. Mountain. I don't know what you want to do. Mountain. Oh my God, climb. I'll climb, that's all I can think of.
Mountain
climb, yeah.
Climb, okay?
No manifestation today.
And your third, have the faith, Sharon. Keep the faith. And your third word is Chris. Chris. Chris.
Brown.
Chris Brown. Okay, after green, you're saying bin, you've said mountain climb and Chris Brown. Sharon, are you happy with those?
Lock them in.
Here we go. They're locked in and we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth with a very regal wave this morning. How are you?
Just gorgeous in there. Romantic music playing.
Oh, ooh la la. For the week that's in it. Okay, let's get you a matchy matchy with Sharon and Ballymun this morning. Your first word is green.
Green. Green grass.
Green grass. Your second word is mountain.
Mountain. Mountain bike.
And your third word is Chris.
Chris.
Chris. Chris.
Think of any Chris's. Well, there's a Chris we know, but no one's gonna know. I'm gonna say, this is a bit rogue. I'm gonna say Christmas.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Sharon, who's been manifesting in Ballymun this morning? Morning, guys.
Lads, I really hoped and prayed.
Christmas. What
Christmas
were you thinking?
Was brilliant.
No, it's
I
not
thought
a
Christmas
word,
was
lads,
brilliant.
But it's not a word.
Like, I think mass, I might have said the same thing.
What did you say, Sharon, for Chris?
Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Sharon said green bin and mountain climb.
Green bin's brilliant.
I thought green grass was excellent as well.
Mountain bike was very good.
I was thinking green giant as well.
Oh, that's a great one.
Green giant.
Lads, there's so many options. Sharon,
Devo.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for playing Matchy Matchy.
Thank you so much.
You're a star. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag. And back to the cake making now.
Right, thank you.
Cheers, Sharon.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, you've got all the drama this morning.
No, I do. Brace yourself, we're right.
Brilliant.
So first, we all know that the soaps can be wild. Like, just really OTT, right? I watched, we were chatting about it on the show the other week, I watched Corriedale, that crossover between Coronation Street and Emmerdale, and my jaw was on the floor with the trysts and the love triangles and the...
Yeah, not even the big crash that happened. You were saying that the relationship
entanglements... Everyone was just menage a trois left, right and centre, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm not quite sure why, but EastEnders is doing a really good job at the moment of putting itself on my timelines.
Uh-huh.
And what I've seen in the last few days is details of up-and-coming storylines.
Okay.
Right? So in the last 2 days alone, I've been pushed details about stuff that is so off the wall, I just said I had to share it, right?
Oh, go on.
So here's the headline. Tabloid, obviously. EastEnders is to feature a steamy bisexual three-way involving twins, in capital letters, in one of the hottest soap love triangles ever.
Twins!
It will be between Oscar Branning and Zoe Slater's twin children.
Oh!
Now, I don't watch EastEnders, but here's the detail.
Okay, sorry. I'm just drawing a picture.
Here's the detail.
Yeah.
So Oscar is currently dating Zoe's daughter, Jasmine.
Right.
But Jasmine's twin brother is about to turn up.
Oh.
And according to the papers, Oscar won't be able to deny the chemistry. Now, poor old Jasmine, for anyone who doesn't watch EastEnders like myself, she's got a lot going on.
Okay.
Because she killed her dad at Christmas.
Oh, gosh.
Anthony Truman. So obviously this now is the last thing she needs, right?
Oh, dear.
And in another twist...
someone's running off with her brother.
Yeah. In another twist... Jasmine's mum and dead Anthony's former lover Zoe is the one who's in prison accused of his murder.
And this is Zoe as in...
As in, you ain't my mama. Yeah. So another another EastEnders storyline that's appeared on my timeline is to do with the AI.
Mm-hmm.
So you know Anthony, who I just mentioned, who's RIP?
Yeah.
Well, his dad is Patrick Truman.
Okay.
Right? I think he used to be married to Yolande. I don't know if she's still in it. Now, poor old Patrick, obviously extremely devastated that his son is no longer with us.
Yeah.
So in a first for EastEnders, they're going to use AI to bring a character back from the dead.
What?
Now, obviously, you know, they are no strangers to bringing characters back from the dead.
Yeah,
they did it with Cindy Beale.
Hmm.
They did it with Dirty Den.
Yeah.
And they did it with Kathy Beale as well.
Yes.
But this is a new twist. Poor Patrick is going to be shown how he can use the AI to talk to a fake version of his son. This is so grim.
Oh, dear.
So apparently he becomes a little too fond of it and everyone gets a bit concerned for Patrick.
Okay, yeah.
All very 2026 storylines. But as we just alluded to there, none of them beat the one from years ago. It's still yet to be surpassed.
You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mother! Yes, I am! Iconic.
It's just the best cliffhanger ever.
Gosh, it does make me want to watch EastEnders.
Yeah. I mean, poor Jasmine has got a lot going on, doesn't she?
Just Brendan, all the drama indeed this morning.
Finally this morning, who needs EastEnders when you've got the Winter Olympics?
Oh, what's going on?
So last week we obviously learned about Crotchgate.
Yes.
Some ski jumpers were padding out their bulges.
Trying to get a bigger suit because it's better for the aerodynamics.
Exactly, so they could jump higher. So they were shoving in like sponges or whatever down their jocks in the hope they could get that bigger suit.
I used to use tennis balls back in the day. Oh. I'll let you think about that one. Go on.
Very Madonna.
Oh, very Madonna.
Some of these ski jumpers have even been suspected of getting hyaluronic acid injections into their
carry on
to make it temporarily bigger.
Can't.
Well, now there's another scandal on the slopes.
Ooh.
A Norwegian biathlete has admitted that he cheated, not at the games, but on his girlfriend.
Oh no.
Storla Holm Lagreid won bronze yesterday. Everyone very excited. TV reporter ran over to him, interviewed him live on the telly.
You don't want to let your personal shenanigans outshine the huge achievement that it is to win a medal.
So your one goes over, she's like, how does it feel to win bronze? And he's like, well, let me tell you.
Oh!
He said, I cheated on my girlfriend 3 months ago and I'd like to make this admission.
Oh no.
And he started by saying that he wanted to share the moment with her, but wasn't sure she was watching. And his words were, I hope that by, you know, making this grand gesture on TV, she will realise how much I love her. And he's like, I'm at the stage where I've got nothing to lose, so I'm going to say it.
Wow, this really does sound like an episode of EastEnders.
Doesn't it? Slash heated rivalry, maybe.
Yeah.
So Sterna is a biathlete. That's something that I've never come across before, so I was wondering what it was.
Mm.
You may know, but a biathlon combines cross-country skiing,
yeah,
with rifle shooting.
Oh, wow, so that's niche.
You sprint around laps on skis while carrying a rifle and you pause.
It's very James Bond, isn't it?
You pause to fire at targets while both standing and lying down.
Wow.
That
Gosh,
is Brendan's
there's a lot
bit.
Going on as well.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.